Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN, thanks for joining us. Have you heard of the Black Fire Brigade? They have been a part of our show in the past, and what they get accomplished is pretty cool. We welcome the principal of the Black Fire Brigade, Terry Winston. How are you today, Terry?
Hi, how are you today? I am great.
Good, good, good. And when they say the principal, that almost feels like academic. Why the title principal?
We recently changed it to vice president. Okay. I'm not a titles person. So we recently changed it and made it the proper title, vice president.
Okay, good. That makes more sense to me. It really does. And I think people have a better understanding. So you're on the South Side. You take kids and you give them a path to become a first responder, whether that's EMS or as a firefighter. Tell everyone about your program.
So the Black Fire Brigade is an organization that was started June 2018. We recruit young men and women from the South Side and West Side of Chicago, and we begin their career path to becoming a first responder. And I just want to deviate for a second. When our children are born, they start preschool and kindergarten. Halloween, we dress them up as a police officer and firefighter. First grade, police officer, firefighter. Maybe second grade. And after that, we stop talking to them about how to become a firefighter. They can't walk into the fire department and say, hey, I want to be a firefighter. Police department, they say, hey, you need to take a test. When Lieutenant Q, the founder and president, started the program, when he came on the job, there were 5,000 firefighters. 1,000 were black. That number has diminished as he's approaching his 37th year on the job. He said, I'm going to start a program, and I'm going to help young men and women become police officers and firefighters, and I'm going to train my replacement because I'm leaving the fire department soon. So we go out, we recruit them, we help them with their paperwork, we help them with their fitness tests, we mentor them, we teach them how to take a test, because the test is a little bit different than what you take when you're in high school, a multiple choice, things of that nature. It's a comprehension thinking test. So every Sunday, we're at our educational training center on 54th and Wabash, and we're working with our candidates, whether they're in EMT school, paramedic school, preparing for a police exam, the Cook County exam. We just help them. We empower them. We give them the tools necessary for them to be successful.
Now I see why Lieutenant Q calls you his right-hand woman. you got it down, Pat. And you're so right. When kids are little, I've got a couple grandnephews. Oh my gosh, they have the firefighter outfits. If we see a truck at a grocery store, we have to go up and converse, you know, and the firefighters are usually generous. Yeah. And then something happens. You're right. Fifth, sixth, seventh grade, they quit talking about it. And I am kind of shocked by that number. So when Lieutenant Q started at the Chicago Fire Department, there were 5,000 firefighters, 1,000 were black, and that number's dropped?
The number is dropped. So the city's going to announce and let you guys know what those actual numbers are. But in our community on the West Side and South Side, there is no representation. So in our case, our kids can't be what they don't see. That's why representation is so important. So if we're bringing these kids in, like, hey, you can do this. When they start working out, when they attend class and they're acing, getting 100, when they're class valedictorian, when they pass this national certification, they think they can do anything. So our program, our EMT program, is 4 months long. So in 4 months, they learn. I tell them all, you're going to learn a foreign language, meaning you're going to learn how to save someone's life, instantly become a first responder. But on the fifth month, they have to take a test, and it's called the national exam, which means once they're certified, Lisa, they can work anywhere in the United States. We want to keep them here in Chicago because we need them. But we're empowering them that they will never look for a job another day because they have the certification. They're in hot demand. They are needed. Once we realize their strong points, some of our students, we encourage them to go on to paramedic school. That's another year of training. Once they graduate and get their national certification for paramedic school, they're guaranteed a base salary of $72,000. Some of them are getting job offers of $82,000, $92,000 just because of that certificate. But wow. Then some just really want to be a firefighter. Okay, we'll send you to a training academy. Once you get your four-month certification, pass all your required tests, now you can go and work in the suburbs because Chicago only offers the tests whenever the city and the fire department approves it. So we had a test, I think the last one was in 2022. So we're waiting for them to announce the next test. But in the meantime, we have 700 kids in our base that's nationally certified. We're trying to get them jobs everywhere. So you'll see our students on a private ambulance as an EMT. You might see them at a hospital, in the emergency room as an ER tech. You will see them working for fire departments. Here in the Chicagoland area, we even send them out in other states to Houston, to Atlanta, Memphis. We have them everywhere. But then we encourage them to go to Cook County Sheriff. We encourage them to go to Chicago Police Department. The Illinois State Police just announced that their candidates, their starting salaries are $100,000.
Wow. And I know the Black Fire Brigade has been called one of the top crime prevention programs in the state because I know you say, drop the weed or I'm going to drop you. There's no cannabis and no alcohol. And you make a difference in these kids' lives. Now, we got a short amount of time. So
yes.
I know that this money comes out of Lieutenant Q's pockets and a few of the donors. But if people wanted to support your program, where would they find you?
They can go online to our website, blackfirebrigade.com. On the top left-hand corner, there's a button to say donate.
We need more women like you in this world, Terry. Thank you for doing what you do.
Thank you so much for having me today, and it is truly an honor to serve.
I can tell you consider it an honor. I love what you're doing with the kids. Terry Winston is the vice president of the Black Fire Brigade. Coming up next, Steve has the news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.